whiskey and butter. Stippled in 10A Freon bath. Research chemical dump somewhere just out of town. Brandy flavored cough drops. Jelly shower last night left me sticky and silent. I fell several times on the pavement, eyeballs underneath my frozen feet. I've been coughing up blood and bits of flesh. I wear lots of duck down lined dresses that fit my penis with precision. Mr. Mint squints at the women who are bent so appealingly to the wheel. What a deal! His scrotal sack with heel back, the juice when fly loose in his groovy shack as he lie on his back. It is the year 2002, but this decade has no name whatsoever. Somewhere a man is gathering white shells from the ocean. He melts them into a white bubbling liquid and forms a pipe from them that he mails to people across the world at random. If you get one, be sure and smoke the herb of your choice from it. It will bring a higher consciousness to you. Greyhound Bus Services announces today they will pay people with a $10 off your next cross-state ride if you visit Bubbling Vomit Land for free. The City Board of Vomit Land have been paying off companies like Greyhound to promote tourism here. My cousin Mark went via Greyhound to BV Land and no one has seen him since. I chose not to go there. I won't even go Greyhound for fear they lie about my destination and take me to Bubbling V-Land. Book 2. The Lubrication of Our National Masturbation. I'm at home baking caramel biscuits to be served with brown chocolate wine. The plates and the dishes themselves are edible. A hard sugar candy that tastes like butterscotch and spearmint. A small get-together this evening. Four friends are coming over. Tickle Branch is bringing oriental tacos with squid seasoning. Dennis O'Brien is bringing the knee horns for a musical performance. He's always good for a bit of ale or mead as well. Softy Mertiznon is bringing her classic Oreo pie and some absinthe ice cream. It is nice enough just to stare at her braless breasts for the evening before her delicious recipes factor in. Then there is Tony Penfill. He brings nothing but a six-pack of beer for himself and huffy opinions about the wicked old world. Tony arrives first, and he brought a girl, a trim sexy Mexi with a short skirt and black shirt. Tony and her started on the beer while watching TV. On TV, naked men are wrestling each other. The Mexi girl cooed each time one's penis touched the other one. Tony giggled and drank the beer oblivious. Up next, nude midgets with huge bobbing cocks. I like this new whiskey skin cream. You spread it all over your body, and it gets you drunk. Buzzed anyway. Now the government recycles people. When they die, they are completely processed. Usable organs are removed and stored. Parts go to make medicine, pet food, dietary supplies, etc. Even weapons are made with human parts. Now the government is making bombs out of kittens. Sad, sorry, sick world we live in. The door knocks, and when I answer it, there's Tickle Branch, holding a large plate of those oriental tacos. He is smiling, all beaming and joyful as I let him in. He kisses Tony on the cheek and shakes hands with his girlfriend. After putting his goodies on the counter for later, his girlfriend watches TV some more. There was a knock on the door, then there was Softy Martiznan. Oh, how yummy she looked that day. Her red hair with platinum blonde highlights shone like a halo. Her dark eyes glittering with some buzz or other. She's wearing a tight white cotton shirt with no bra. The color of her nipples peeking at you as you gaze back. Paper airplanes with syringe needles packed with poison. Great toys in school. Kill your asshole classmate. Fuck with you. Vomit and die. You tell them. And they spew and convulse. Every year on Dead Folks Day, I stay good and high. Buzzed and drunk all day. Often masturbating and once every 3 years or so getting laid. Then I'm good and out of it by nightfall. I go to bed and don't move an inch. If I wake up in the night for fear of them knowing I'm awake. I swear one Dead Folks night I heard the vehicle of the dead rumbling down the road not far off. I was too scared to sweat. I froze. Didn't hardly even breathe for 15 minutes. Then I fell back asleep. 10 minutes pass with Tickle Branch and me and Softy all talking excitedly about the horrible world and our plans within it. Tony is kissing his girl on the couch they have planted themselves on, stopping occasionally for long drags of beer. I knock on the door, and I get up to answer. It's Dennis, and he has three of his bandmates with him for a jam session. The four of them set up in the garage. Dennis has his silvery, well-polished knee horns. Kim Chanu has her 12-string violin. Marble Thomas has his five ethnic hand drums. Digital Polly on glass flute. And Comlord Mondwheel on the fagpipes. I go back inside to find a fat joint flowing from hand to hand. It flows into my hand and I fill up with fragrant smoke. Tony pulled his mouth off his new girl long enough for a drag off the joint. When his turn came around, that crazy J went around 20 more times before I remembered the band in the garage. I went to gather them and they all got a puff or two. Mr. Mint has shoes of cement. Loud footsteps resounded wherever he went. Caught up in a web of debt, he sweats. He bought a bunch of lottery tickets as a form of bet. Hot breezes to thaw a winter world. We take off our coats and go outside. It should be freezing cold, but it is almost warm. A breeze from space. Everybody ended up gathering in the garage after the joint burned away. Except Tony and his new girlfriend. He is kneading her breasts and grinding against her as the rest went garagewards. Dennis was handing out these chamomile ale flasks. He made the stuff himself, even the flasks. Nice mellow chamomile ale. The ease, a nice hour and a half of spontaneous musical entertainment. Mr. Mint meant it when he said, "All lost plazas shine a sundown red. A naked caravan of glass cars go to the stars and far below." We thought it was fog until we went into it. Some gas the government was stockpiling for the next Gulf War, released in a truck wreck. Hundreds dead. Most rest of us permanently damaged. Constantly coughing, spitting red phlegm. We tried to sue, or at least receive government-sponsored medical care. But the president has signed a new law, a new bill saying the military is not responsible for any damage to American civilians. My dad still has his 8-track tape Walkman. The thing looks older than cheese. It is always eating the expensive tapes of 70s bands he special orders from collectors' clubs. It sounds awful, makes loud clicks when it switches over to the other tracks every 10 minutes. Laughable. But not as bad as the reel-to-reel Walkman Grandpa lugs around with him. Damn thing weighs 40 pounds. And it's a damn Walkman. The garage sale killer struck again today. A plain white van pulled into the yard sale at Every Green and Heron, and a masked man stepped out with a street sweeper shotgun. This time it's 6 dead, 2 critically injured. Neighbors observed the killing and escape of the suspect in the white van. I went inside the house for some refreshments and snacks while the band played its rendition of House of the Rising Sun. Moans and gasps came from the living room couch. I peeked around the corner to see Tony's ass pumping hard, his girlfriend's arms in the air as she panted and moaned. The fall of the kittens. No one knows where they all came from. One morning, there were kittens all over the place. Hungry, mewing kittens. Orphans, one and all. The roads began having flat kittens every 100 feet. The government has a system they set up for people to turn in kittens. The government makes bombs out of kittens. By the time the pickup was established, there were less kittens around than there had been before. The morning of kittens. Kitten pelt coats became popular, even calico. I went into the kitchen as my penis slowly expanded. I gathered up the Mexican-style octopus and lobster tacos. This should be a good start on a long pig out. Moans and gasps still sounded in the living room around the corner. I looked around the corner, again holding the plates in both hands. They had changed positions. Now she was on top, bobbing up and down on his erection from a sitting position. Crazy times we live in. For example, some sports stars are selling their bodies to companies before death. The contract states that the paying company gets full use of the star after death. The dead sports stars are used to grind up and put into colognes and sports drinks. Any viable sperm is sold for artificial insemination. The younger they die, the more they're worth. Especially young stars' penises. Each penis is made into a custom leather dildo. These dildos are worth a fortune. The top-selling one has gone for $28,000 and was bought by a rich gay businessman, making the star's former teammates angry. Now the government says that terrorists are hiding secret plans, weapons, chemical and biological weapons, along with dirty bombs, in innocent people's homes, without the innocent even knowing that they're there. So new laws were quickly passed so that the homo hand, the shock troopers of the new world order, can come in anywhere, anytime, no warning, no warrant. If they find anything illegal but not related to terrorism, they can still arrest them and put them on trial. Last week, the government closed down most of my favorite websites. They consider the information on them to be dangerous. Or so they say, anyway. No more trip reports, brain herb suppliers, UFO information, or condom instructions. The fascists! The fascists! I watched her sitting on his penis with her mouth open, gasping, and her eyes closed tightly. Fine breasts bouncing. I put the plates down and put my hand down my pants. It didn't take long to find my sexual organ down there, and I ran my grip up and down it. Tony's hands appeared from the covering area of the couch and squeezed her tits hard. I loved the way they wrinkled up in his fists. I pulled and tugged on my love bug. Finally, a stream of jism filled my underwear with warm wetness. I went in the bathroom to change clothes. The end.